Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Isaacson, a neurologist and director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at Weill Cornell Medicine and New York Presbyterian. You may have heard the news about the new blood test that can actually predict whether or not a person has amyloid in their brain. Now, wouldn't it be great if we could use something simple, like a blood test, to actually know whether a person is truly exhibiting symptoms of Alzheimer's disease rather than a different dementia or another medical condition? Well, most people in clinical practice, including myself, we rely on the simple things. For example, the clinical history. If a patient comes in and reports a slowly progressive cognitive decline, most specifically with short-term memory, and maybe changes in sleep or mood, and these symptoms are progressive over time, and we rule out a thyroid deficiency, and we rule out a B12 deficiency, and we rule out the typical medical causes, and we make sure there's nothing funny going on in the brain on an MRI or CAT scan, well, common things happen commonly. Progressive short-term memory loss in an older person, especially with a family history, is most likely to be Alzheimer's disease. However, it's not always the case. So everyone is looking for that one test that can prove whether or not a person has Alzheimer's to thus stratify that person, whether it's recommending a clinical trial, whether it's recommending an Alzheimer's disease drug, an FDA-approved drug. The blood test that just came out, I'll give you a little bit of a backstory. So this is a study published in the Journal of Nature, and it was from a really excellent team of scientists that enrolled patients from both Japan and Australia. What they did was they actually correlated, you know, does the amyloid in the blood actually mean that there's amyloid in the brain? And the results were really fascinating and very promising. Now, currently we don't have a perfect blood test. You may have heard a recent study also about a saliva test. You know, could we do a simple saliva test using proteomics or metabolomics? Well, actually, maybe, and we're really hashing that out as we speak. The other aspects are, well, is there anything simple, non-invasive? What about an eye test? You may have heard the recent study about using a dye in the eye to actually look at, is there amyloid that's viewable on an eye exam? So I think what the field is going towards is trying to use non-invasive clinical tests to predict whether or not the person has Alzheimer's, and then again, figure out what the most appropriate treatment is if the diagnosis is Alzheimer's disease. When it comes to treatment, it's pretty straightforward. When it comes to prevention, I think it's even more exciting because there are millions of people. In fact, there's a recent study out of UCLA that showed that 27 million Americans, approximately, are actually walking around with no symptoms but have Alzheimer's disease in their brain, or preclinical, pre-symptomatic stage 1 Alzheimer's disease. What if a simple blood test, or an eye test, or a saliva test could predict, wait a minute, this person's going to develop symptoms in the future. You know what? We should probably get this person into an Alzheimer's prevention clinical trial. Believe it or not, there are several Alzheimer's prevention clinical trials ongoing right now, using a variety of drugs. And there's also several trials that look at different subsets of people. For people at higher risk that have two copies of the APOE4 gene, guess what? There's a clinical trial specifically for that person. So I think using biomarkers that are non-invasive are both going to be extremely important for the treatment of Alzheimer's as well as the prevention of Alzheimer's in the future. For Medscape, I'm Dr. Richard Isaacson.